More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. As always, I am joined by... Actually, wait a second. Just kidding. I'm on my own this time.
Excuse me?
Mr. Richard Avery is not going to be doing the producing of the show today. Well, I guess maybe. But today...
I turned the computer on at that producing.
Excuse me, guest. I've not introduced you yet, and we all know how much I hate that. Today, my guest is the man that runs the world. I'm sorry, the universe. The universe that my little planet Mo exists in. Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy to be here and join you on your wonderful show.
Now, Richard, we've known each other for almost a year now.
I thought it was like about 20 years.
It feels like
didn't
20
we go
years.
To high school together?
We're so catty towards each other.
Didn't we know each other? Wasn't it algebra or something like that where we first met?
Wow, I was trying to think what math class I didn't fail in high school.
I failed them all.
Yeah, I was all of them. That's why I went to art school. I was not going to happen. So, okay. So, Richard, or Dick, if I may.
What do you want to talk about, Mr. Mo?
I want to talk about you. Ugh. You've been doing this Julie Land thing, whatever the fuck that is, for a long time. And I don't really remember seeing anybody talk about you. You have all these girls that do shows. You have all these different people that do blogs. How has it been that I've never seen anybody talk about you?
Well, first of all, I would have to say that you haven't really paid too much attention.
That's a good possibility.
If you go to blog.julieland.com.
Uh-huh.
There's a podcast show, our original podcast show called Hey Julie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was hosted by the wonderful Julie Ashton. Episode one.
Uh-huh.
It was Julie interviewing me about JulieLand.com and the future and what we wanted to do.
So
if you listen to this, it's 9 years ago.
Okay. I can't go that far back. The JulieLand universe is very large. There are a lot of planets, and planets come and planets go, but it's everywhere. Girls right. come over. You handle everything here. Why don't you explain to everybody that is listening to More with Mo that may not actually have seen the JulieLand site or okay. other JulieLand things? What is JulieLand?
JulieLand is an idea. It's a vision that I've had for many, many years. And thanks to Julie Ashton, famous porn star, my best friend, she helped me make the dream come true. And my basic vision for the JulieLand universe, which is you... Let's drop some names. Audrey Patani, mm-hmm. Bobby Starr, mm-hmm. Ash Hollywood, Mime Freak, Average Mo, Samantha Bentley.
I've heard of her.
And a few other websites like Porn Star Life Coach and Chadcore. My vision is simple, is to have fun. Number one rule. Have fun. Let's be creative. Let's be entertaining. Let's do things in our perspective, my perspective. I think sex is great. I think naked girls is even better. So I've always had this vision about making stuff fun. Enjoy yourselves. Don't get caught up. Don't take the shit seriously. And have a good time. And do things our way. Or I should say my way.
Nice.
My way.
Now, okay. So one thing that you've mentioned to me a few times and we've brought up and I like to give you a hard time about is you photograph porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
You make videos of porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
Your websites have porn stars on right. them. Even myself and Mime Freaks, we deal with porn.
Correct.
Why is JulieLand not a porn site?
Well, what are the biggest porn sites in the world today? Let's take Brazzers.
Mm-hmm. Naughty America.
Naughty America. Hustler. Penthouse. Let's go down. We can name a bunch of 20 other sites, I guess, that are pretty much all owned by Brazzers, I'm sure.
Sure. Which we love everybody at Brazzers because you're probably going to be hiring me at some point in my life.
You look at their work and then look at my work, and mm-hmm. my work is completely different. My influences are not that of porn. I do not look at porn. I could care less about porn. My influences are fashion, entertainment, music, movies. So my vision from day one was... I always said to everybody, if Harper's Bazaar, Vogue, and W Magazine got together and said, let's do porn, that's what we look like. And I think I've done that consistently now for 9 years.
Now, I've seen you originally before I got involved with you, which was when we first met was on Ash Hollywood's show, yeah. Ashaholics. That was the first time that we had actually met.
Yes.
Now, I'd followed you on Twitter, and I'd seen your photos a number of times throughout the probably a year before that. And actually, we have a mutual friend that
we have a lot of mutual friends.
Well, that worked at was non-porn.
Our friend Jason.
Exactly. Our friend Jason that worked at Calumet, which is now closed, sadly.
Out of business.
Completely gone out of business. But he actually said, that runs Julieland, it's Richard Avery. Have you met him? I was like, no. And he goes, you got to meet him. You guys would get along so well.
I know. And he used to always say the same thing about you to me. He said the same thing about you all the time. Yeah. You got to meet Mo. And I'm like, I know. Okay.
And it just happened to be a fluke that we came over here and Alex did an interview and I just happened to be there. But I'd seen your work a lot.
Thank you.
Now, your work is, I didn't say it was good.
No.
You just assumed that I think it's good.
It's the best shit out there.
It is. No, honestly, I have to say, I've seen a lot of, and I'm going to, because it is porn stars, we have to use the idea of porn. You are at a completely different level of what porn is, even in the photo world of the people who has, was it Timothy Greenberg Sand?
I don't even care. They're all losers to me. And I'm not lying. They are. Here's my thing, and you'll back me up this because you're a photographer. Here's how I see it. I think I'm the best photographer of this genre. I don't think, find somebody else who comes close to what I do. Sorry, it doesn't happen. Not in this planet anyways. But at the same time, I always say, I'm not doing anything completely new or, you know, out of this world. I'm just taking my sense of style, my sense of vision, and applying it to this genre.
Mm-hmm.
So I shoot the girls as if I was shooting them for Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, W, Esquire, Rolling Stone, and all these magazines, because that's who I used to shoot for. So I think it's the best. I don't see anybody else out there of this genre. You know what I'm saying? Like, who else is out there?
I mean, right now, I know there was one guy that was shooting some black and white stuff, and a lot of the girls were like, ooh, he shoots black and white and on film.
Right.
And it was like, okay. And I saw the stuff and I was shooting it in college. I didn't,
let's talk about photographers so it's like, let's take in the last 20 some odd years here of these photographers. So we all have to mention Helmut Newton, right?
Of course.
I would put on that list of this kind of genre, women, erotica, whatever you want
to call it. Oh, if we're going genre in, I was going more the people that work in the adult industry. Right. I mean, Helmut Newton definitely shot for Playboy.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you take Helmut Newton, I always add to that list Tony Ward, New York photographer, lots of black and white grainy shit, but it was still cool. Way back in the day, a photographer named Philip Dixon, do you remember Philip Dixon?
I don't recall that. Before
your time, shot for Wee Magazine for years, Playboy a little bit, but he just did this more edgier version of Playboy shit. But, you know, then there's all the famous Playboy photographers like Ken Marcus, Arnie Freitag, whatever.
Yeah. He's been doing the centerfolds for 100 years. Actually, the last time I worked at Calumet, he never came in, but his crew came in. Those guys would shoot with 25 Balcar packs, and I know they were still shooting on 8x10. It was still film, but I can't imagine what they're shooting on today. Five alien bees and a 70D.
I don't know, but I just think
no judgment.
I think what I do, and I'm not an asshole, and you know that. But I'm not arrogant, and you know that. But I just am confident, and I also know, like I said, I look at enough stuff. If you look at when I started, and you look at porn photography, erotic photography, you look at when I started and who was doing stuff, and you look what I've done in the last 10 years with this. And like I said, I'll put it up next to any fucker on the planet.
I mean, again, going with the idea of porn, if you're going with Tori Black,
right?
Arguably, she doesn't do as much work now, but arguably a few years ago, one of the biggest names in recent memory. I mean, she was huge. You shot Tori in a completely different way. If you take every picture of Tori Black and line them up, yours will stick out. It is completely different from everything else. Not to say that everybody doesn't shoot pretty pictures.
Exactly. But if you listen to that first podcast, you'll hear me say this. I used to tell everybody, all I wanted to do, and I think I've accomplished this, is if you pick your favorite porn star, Tori Black or Alexi Bell or an Audrey Bertani or an Ash Hollywood, and you did look at all the photos of them, my photos would stand out. That was my goal, was I wanted my stuff to look different. I could shoot like hustlers. I can shoot like twisties. I could do that with my hands tied behind my back. But I wanted my pictures to stand out, because Tori Black, yeah, there's a billion pictures of Tori Black out there, but they don't look like mine with all the girls. And I think, like, I always say, what I've done with Audrey Patani alone is nobody can touch it. Nobody can. And we've done, I think we just finished set 210.
That's a lot of photos.
I know. That's insane. I think Audrey alone is something like 10,000 photos.
Oh, yeah. Now, obviously, nobody likes to pick their favorites.
No.
But do you have any?
That all the time.
I'm going to ask you again.
I know. Here's my answer, to be honest with you, honestly. In 10 years that I've been shooting, my favorite girl to shoot, no doubt, is Audrey. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with, like, look sexy, because it has nothing to do with that. It's our relationship, our friendship. It's what the pictures speak for themselves. I think if you look at everything we do, it's just fun. It's crazy when we get together. It's nothing but fun. And we both just really play off of one another. I wrote a blog post that came out today, actually. It's called, and I'd like to mention how we're just like Ken and Barbie. We just get along. It's just, we do our thing. But I also, things I do with her, mm-hmm. I can't do with Samantha, or I can't do with a Phoenix Marie or an Ash Hollywood. And the things I do with Ash Hollywood, I can't do with Audrey.
Sure.
And that's the secret, is that's why I have all these girls, these different girls, so that I can do the things I do with Ash, I do with Ash. Things I do with Samantha, I do with Samantha. Like, it gives me that flavor, so I never get bored. I have a blonde, a brunette, a big boob, a small boob, a regular. I have my whole, what do you call that? The buffet.
Oh, okay. Now, these are all girls that are in the Julia Land universe,
right,
which you shoot.
Right.
A number of times.
I have a lot of favorites. I just didn't want to narrow it.
No, do you ever get bored shooting the same girl?
Yes.
And not specifically a girl,
if I get bored, it's not their fault. It's me.
Sure.
I jokingly say that. It's like, it's not you, it's me. It is me, because it's usually about where I'm at. But the girls that I really love, what I call it, to play with, you know, like, I love Electra Blue. I think she's amazing. London Keys blew my mind for three shoots. God, Lexi Bell, fucking brilliant, you know? But the girls I like are the girls that are just, like, really, that push me. And I tell them, like, push me, like, fucking flirt with me, be nasty to me, do things to me. The more they're, that's personality. And I always tell people, ever since I've been shooting, it's not about looks, it's about personality, it's about girls. That's why, like, you know, I love Ash. Like, Ash just, and after all these years especially, Ash gets me. She knows how to turn me on and get me going. She knows what gets me all fired up and excited about taking pictures of her, doing videos with her. And there's a comfort and a trust. That's what I always tell girls. The more we shoot, the better it gets.
And when you say turn on, when you say this, every photographer, it's not just girls that work in porn. Mm-hmm. Every photographer has, and I don't want a muse maybe, but everyone, you know, Herb Ritz used to shoot Cindy Crawford.
Right.
He loved Cindy Crawford. Every photographer has somebody that they
right.
love to shoot that turns them on creatively,
right?
You know,
it's not sexual.
It's not sexual. You said
it's creative.
It's not like, yeah, exactly. You're not walking around with a boner going, "Oh, I love shooting." No. It's a thing that just, there's a spark that you're like, I can be creative with this person. Whereas you can take 10 other girls that could be hot as can be, and you go, "There's nothing here. There's nothing
exactly."
Here. And I totally appreciate
that. I bet you've come across that too, where you meet a girl and you think, "Oh my god, this girl's amazing and she's hot." And then you get in front of the camera, you're like, "Oh shit, this girl's a bore. She's whatever. She's just not as good as she should be at looking that good." Mm-hmm. So it's always about the personality.
I've seen girls that the hotter, you know, sometimes don't look so great on camera. And then I've seen some that...
And they're a lousy fuck, because they're just, we always say they're just a starfish. They just lie there.
That's fun. Now, I've heard, and I'm assuming other people have heard, your photo shoots can be quite wild.
Yes.
Are you the David LaChapelle? Is it all a party?
No blow-up animals.
What?
No.
No coat queens running.
I know there's a reputation I have out there, mm-hmm. but my reputation is whatever. I don't give a fuck. But basically, the truth of the matter is, my rule is simple. Let's have fun. Mm-hmm. That's why I think in 9 years, 10 years, we've never called a photo shoot a work or a job. It's called playtime. Ask any girl who shot with me. It's all about goofing off and having fun. And my rule is, if you want to drink and do drugs, it's okay, but you better ask to share. Not saying I would, but manners are respected. And then nobody leaves or does anything if they're drunk or high or anything like that. Safety and having a good time kind of goes hand in hand, and being responsible, being adult. I just, like, you know, I can tell you a million stories, and I got the photos to prove it. Some of the girls, we've had a great time. I've been locked in hotel rooms with the girls for days. One of the best shoots I ever had was Aiden, Ashley, and I were at the Mondrian. I think we were just shooting for 24 straight hours, and then Jaden Cole showed up and took it to a whole new level and shot for another 24 straight hours. I think we were up for literally for 48 hours.
And this isn't something that is just, I mean, these girls may work in porn, but this isn't something where it's just exclusive to porn. I mean, you've been around rock and roll. You've been around actors. Right. I've been on photo shoots where you have guys that are in a band and they're sitting over there drinking Jack, you know, doing their thing. I've been on sets with rappers where they're out there smoking so much weed. I mean, it's like,
I could tell you stories.
And there's huge, I mean, and the people who work in porn get a worse rap than, say, a rock star who has been shooting heroin, has been drinking Jack Daniels for the past 20 years.
Right.
You know, they could outdrink anyone.
Well, you know, I don't try to hide, because I've been around and too long, but it's like, I don't try to hide my drugs or my alcohol. I don't hardly do anything, because the fact of the matter is I'm rather boring, and I don't drink or do drugs unless I am creating. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't run around and drink all day. I may joke about it, but I don't do drugs.
Ugh. How many Advil have you popped today?
None, actually. I wanted to be clean for the doctor. But I just am one of those people that believes that, like, you know, I hate people who have to run into the bathroom to fucking do a line so that nobody knows. And then it comes out like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. And you're like, look, and I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, I ain't stupid. I know what you did in the bathroom. And why don't you ask to share, at least? Be nice. Have some manners. And,
sure.
You know, sharing is caring. And I've had girls do that. I won't name names, but the girls come over and they do a bunch of blow and then they fucking drop some ecstasy. I will name names. First time I shot Aiden Ashley, my first shoot with her, she came to the shoot, was amazing. Loved her, every bit of her, amazing shoot. A couple days later, she tells me, sorry about that, I hope I was okay. And I said, what do you mean you hope you was okay? She goes, well, I was rolling on ecstasy. And I was like, fuck you, I was really pissed. And she got all, well, I'm sorry. And I said, no, why didn't you ask Cher? Why didn't you ask everybody? I probably would have joined you. Like, I love ecstasy, you know? Like, how can you not share? That's what pissed me off. It's not that she did it, who cares? I don't care.
Sure.
I'm not saying, like, yeah, because first of all, we're not doing sex scenes. So, like, do you mean, I'm sure you can't do that stuff if you're...
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you're
doing
a
sex scene.
Yeah, that's a whole different... And like I've seen people try and it
Yeah, and I've always said that everybody, like, and I'm also, like I said, I make sure that everybody's... I want everybody to be safe. I always say, I want to do it again, so let's not be stupid.
Now, Julie Land is a business. This isn't like it's a nonstop party.
Right.
You have your office. You run your world. You have 10 different people's sites that you're working with now?
A combination of about 12 sites and growing, always.
And you actually have interns.
Yes.
Who
we have two.
They, every so often they get on the Twitter and take over the account.
They do. And everybody in the office kind of has fun with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear about donuts a lot. You don't eat donuts all the time, correct?
No, they like to. Basically, I've had, in 10 years, we've had something like almost 5 different interns.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Stone being one of them, which was what, I hate to say it to the other ones, are going to piss off, but she was the best. Scarlett was the best, not only because she's just amazing and beautiful and smarter than me, but the best, and you just read her blogs and you'll see why. She was amazing. She was a student at UCLA when I met her. And then after her came Chad, who he's been with us for a little over a year. He's young. He's 21 now, I think. When I met him, he was like 17 or 18.
And we've met. He's cocky.
He's surfer dude from Malibu. He likes to smoke weed and he likes to fuck. And I know his dad. So it's like, you know, I just kind of keep an eye on him. He's a spoiled little rich kid.
Do you think he has any talent? Do you think he's going to make
it? Yeah, he does. His website, we just launched, well, not officially, but it's out, chadcore.com. He's really good. The kids, I mean, he's good. But he's like, he's young and he's only in it because he likes girls. And I told him, you know, he can fuck whoever he wants to fuck, which he does, and chase the girls. But, you know, he's young.
21. No, when I was in school, that was the same thing. I thought I was going to go fuck.
That's why I liked him. He was like, you know, I was like, oh, that reminds me of me when I was that age. But, you know, he's good. He's smart. And our new girl who started a week ago, Chantal, she's amazing. She's a student at USC going to film school.
I've not met her yet.
No, I was
hoping she would be here.
She's amazing.
She's hot.
Yeah, you will like her, and she's already. I mean, I think 4 days in the office, she's already taken charge.
Okay, no, wait. So I'm not an employee. She's an intern. Right. So if I hook up,
interns are great because you don't have to pay them.
You don't know, but if I hook up with her, is there a sexual harassment thing here?
Yeah, that's the rules of Julieland. You don't shit where you eat, and you don't eat where you shit.
That's okay. So you have your crew.
Yeah,
you have your planets.
They're
out
young,
there.
And this is what I tell people all the time: if you start a business, the best thing is always hire young people that are smart and energetic because they can carry all that energy, and you can kind of take naps.
So then what's the future for Julie then? What's the future for more, Richard Avery?
Okay, more for Richard Avery is hopefully books, exhibitions. I got to start working on that stuff. And expanding the universe. There's mm-hmm. things I can't tell you that I'm working on, but I'm hoping for a couple more sites. I'm hoping to do more with you, mm-hmm. a lot more with you, and a lot more with Mime Freak, because we love him.
Which is, actually, this is fairly new to you in the past nine months. Right. Year you've brought on guys. Before it was only girls.
Yeah, and then, you know what's so funny? I always tell people, if I had enough help and enough money, I'd be triple the size that I'm at now. I mean, I'm doing what I can, managing what we can. But I like you guys. I think you guys bring a lot to the table. And I'm not just saying that because you're here, but it's because you guys do. It's like it helps me a lot. Too much estrogen drives you a little nuts. And you know how the girls are.
I'm on set with girls all the time. There's a lot of drama.
I know, and it's like you just get tired of it. Yeah. So having mature men around once in a while, and I can say shit to you guys, and you guys can dish it back, and nobody's going to get their feelings hurt. It's great. But I think the future is I want to expand the brand of Avery and of Julieland. I want to start putting it on other things. My goal by the end of the year is to have some more TV shows. I have an idea for 3 TV shows, and I really want to get them going.
And this is for Julieland TV.
For Julieland TV. And I'm not going to spoil too much, but basically, as we always said, the universe is always expanding.
Always expanding. So,
and more podcasts.
I've been doing this every week. I've been doing pretty well. I think this will be the 39th, 40th.
We're like at 40 something.
Yeah, no, I think it's gone well. We haven't missed a week yet.
No, that's a miracle.
We even did the episode where it was just me.
I know.
just talking about me.
So the idea of Julieland is simple. Have fun. Don't take shit seriously. And no matter what, just be nice. You know that are my rules. Everybody knows my rules. And otherwise, then we all have a good time.
Well, I have one last question for you.
Shoot.
What matters most to you and why?
That's easy. My health. Since it's not very healthy, I want my health. I want my health. Because without my health, I got nothing. But besides that, if we're talking more on this, I think what really, I've said this for my whole career. I never want to lose my passion. You know what I mean? You're an artist. Mm-hmm. You're a creator. And we've talked about it. Like, you get just burnt. And then it's hard to be, that creative part of your brain gets fried and you're like, and it's really hard when you start losing it. And it's a battle. And I've had that ups and downs through the years. I just don't want to lose that. I want to be able to be like, I want to be able to be passionate about photography, not about girls, but photography. I never want to lose that because I've been shooting forever. And I never want to lose that. Like, you know, like I don't care if I'm taking pictures of a bowl of fruit, you know what I mean? Or Audrey or anything. I just want to always have that passion for photography until I drop.
Cool. Well, Richard Avery, I appreciate you sitting down, talking to me. I know you hate this for More with Mo. As I ask every guest, where can we find you on the interwebs? And I'm sure there's a list.
On Twitter, at Julieland. I tweet once in a while on that, but people in the office do that one. And then, of course, at Dick Avery on Twitter. And then my website is richardaveryphoto.com. Also julieland.com, also julieland.tv.com, also julianradio.com. What else? What am I forgetting?
That's
the basics.
Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, Instagram. What are we Instagram? Julieland.
Julieland. MySpace.
I think Julieland.
We'll do this again. We can do this.
Facebook is Julieland, and I also have a Richard Avery one. There's two. There's a Julieland page and a Richard Avery page.
Pinterest.
No, we don't have Pinterest. I don't have LinkedIn. I don't have
Friendster.
I might have a profile on eHarmony.
Ooh, eHarmony. Funny enough, also Kara does not also she does not have a Friendster account as well.
No, exactly.
So, but again, thank you so much for sitting down to do this.
Thank you, Mo.
My name is Maurice. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out my blog, TheAverageMo.com, which is part of the Julie Land universe, or as I like to call it, Planet Mo. You can see all sorts of photos and actually this podcast. Thanks for listening.